Prague. Now, walking around Prague these days, one cannot help noticing the number of people wheezing and sneezing and fighting back with asthma sprays and allergy pills. Statistics suggest that the number of asthma sufferers among children in the Czech Republic has doubled over the past 10 years. Every seventh child currently suffers from breathing problems related to asthma, and specialists say the number will most likely keep growing in the coming years. Ruth Frankova has the story.
At present, some 30-40% of Czech children suffer from some sort of allergy, mostly to pollen and dust mites, one of the major risks for developing asthma. While in the early 1990s the prevalence of asthma in children was estimated at 2-3%, at the moment it is somewhere between 10-15%. Petr Pohunek, a pediatrician specializing in allergies and respiratory problems, points out that the growing number of asthmatic children is a global trend.
We know that worldwide the asthma prevalence in children and actually the general asthma prevalence is rising, and it's mainly attributed to the factors of civilization, increased use of antibiotics, and it's also the very changing allergenic burden and allergen load that occurs in the households, mainly in the households, not so much in the outer environment. And we know that in the more civilized countries, the asthma prevalence is generally higher than in the less civilized countries. So certainly the changing lifestyle worldwide is one of the major contributing factors.
Specialists warn that the number of children suffering from asthma will keep growing in the coming years. So what can be done to prevent the rise? Petr Pohunek says doctors still don't have a clear answer, despite a number of studies related to this issue. Still, there are ways of reducing the risk.
We know that breastfeeding has some preventative role, the avoidance of some early contact with aggressive allergens like animals and maybe house dust mites can help. And certainly we have to look very carefully at the families which already run the risk for allergies and asthma, and look at the children very early and try to avoid their early sensitization. But unfortunately, this is a very difficult task. What we know exactly is that tobacco smoking is one of the very significant contributing factors, and this is actually quite preventable.
Doctors say it is also vital to raise public awareness of the problem. The Czech Initiative for Asthma has already launched several programs to inform the public about the risks of developing asthma and allergies and what treatment is now available.
Ruth Frankova with